Hour with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning, Melbourne.
You know what makes... Today I saw a beautiful act of kindness this morning.
And oh,
it makes
what happened?
The world beautiful again. I saw a homeless person be offered a hot chocolate by a lady, a business lady that was obviously going to work, went up to this homeless person and said, "Would you like a hot chocolate?" And the person, homeless person said, "I'd love a hot chocolate." They both walked into this little store and got a hot chocolate together.
Oh, that's beautiful.
How adorable was that? How was your weekend?
I had a fantastic weekend.
Yes.
Thank you. I had an amazing ski on Saturday.
Yes.
It was just
did you fall?
Beautiful up there. I did. I had a very big, spectacular crash.
Yeah.
I always have one every
yes.
weekend. So I had one,
which
was
good. Which is great. You didn't hurt yourself.
No, I didn't. I picked myself up
yep.
and dusted off the snow and kept going. But I had a great weekend. How about you?
I had a really good weekend. I had you over on Friday night and
you
couldn't
did.
Get rid of you. We'll talk about that later on. Like, talk about, like, can you see the signs? I want to go to bed. Go home. So that was a bit of a night, but no, it was a good night having you over. And look, yesterday I just my diet starts today because I ate like an animal. I overcompensated yesterday for Father's Day, so
well, we're both starting diets today.
Yes, which is really exciting. So yes, great weekend.
Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about a man who's been haunted by a headless ghost.
Oh my god!
Of someone who died in 1282.
Can we touch about on man boobs as well?
We can touch on man boobs yep. as well. We're going to talk about that. Plus, also your cooking. Let's talk about
yeah.
that as well. You're on Joy.
Do you drink beer, darling?
Not often, but
no?
Sometimes
you
I
like
do.
You like a bit of beer, especially
Why?
When it's summer? Well, because I was reading an article, I hope that you don't like too much of it, because you know what? It causes man boobs, apparently.
You mentioned that to me last week.
Yeah.
That
well,
it
you know,
does.
Yeah.
Stop looking at my chest.
I have bought you a training bra and you refuse to wear it.
Stop looking at my chest.
But darling, it could be the beers that you haven't.
You know what? I had a beer yesterday
yes.
with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And
paranoid?
I thought of you as I... as I was about to drink it, and I looked at it and I thought, oh, this will be really nice, and your face just came into my mind.
Look, there's nothing wrong with man boobs. I mean, there's nothing wrong. Women have got boobs and we love them, but I'm a bit concerned if because it means that you've got lots of fatty tissue around the pectoral area.
I was trying to do some research on this, and it's something to do with phytoestrogens in the hops that they
okay.
use to make beer.
Well, maybe you need to lay off the chicken because you do have a bit of chicken that's got a lot of estrogen in it.
I do eat quite a lot of chicken. But when I was trying to research, I didn't actually find much, but I found a movie called Boobs in Arms.
No way.
I don't know what that was about, but...
I love it. I want to watch it.
Certainly wasn't about man boobs, but I'm going to go and do a big chest workout today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Motivating me, Anastasia.
Yeah, do some push-ups, babe.
Have you been to the movies lately?
No, I haven't actually.
No,
there's
no.
some really good movies out, apparently.
Apparently, there's a remake of Stephen King's It.
Oh, not Cousin It.
Cousin It, which features, if you don't remember, Pennywise, which is a killer shape-shifting being that takes the form of a clown.
Oh, my God, so it's a horror film, is it?
It's a horror film.
Oh, my God, how scary would it be, though?
Clowns are quite frightening.
Are you scared of them?
Yeah, I always...
Imagine waking up to a clown.
I was terrified of clowns as a kid.
What do you think makes them so terrifying? I think it's because they've got that painted face and you don't really know what expression they've got.
No, because irrespective...
It's a painted smile.
Yeah, and so they're always smiling.
They could be really angry underneath that smile, darling.
Yeah, and they've had a lot of bad press over the years as well, so maybe it's all of that accumulating.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to be so scared of clowns.
Yeah.
Absolutely scared. But you can actually
I'm working
watch...
with one.
You can watch this horror movie... Stephen King's horror movie. You can watch it in a cinema full of clowns.
No.
Can you
way.
Imagine?
That could kind of be fun. It'd take the fear out, I reckon, if you got dressed up as a clown and sat in a movie.
Everyone's
got
to dress up.
That could kind of be fun.
Well, it'd be good. It'd be like that exposure therapy, wouldn't it? But the good news is it's not here. It's in Texas. But already there's a few shows and they've been totally booked out.
I think it's a great idea.
By people wanting to dress
up. Yeah, face your fear and do it anyway, I reckon, darling.
I'm not so sure about not being able to recognize.
I'm getting in my crayons here. I'm going to paint your face.
It's Beyonce's birthday.
I know. She's so hot. She turns 36 today.
36 years old.
Yeah.
Well, a class syllabus has gone viral in the US.
Mm.
A teacher has cancelled class, said there'll be no class on Monday, September 4, because it's Beyonce's 36th birthday.
Oh, that is fantastic.
So to celebrate. But I think everyone forgot that it's actually a public holiday in the US. You've got to be careful when you post photos online that you just, download from anywhere. Because you can get caught out.
Yeah, well, no, it's. I mean, I'm the kind of person that would send something to someone that I shouldn't be sending it to.
And it's happened in New Zealand. There was a movie, Fake Taxi, and it was a porn series about passengers having sex with the driver.
Oh, that sounds kind of hot,
to
though.
To pay off their ride. And the New Zealand first political party...
Do you remember Confessions, Taxi Confessions, that series years ago?
No.
It was so sexy. A customer would get in, sit in the back, and then just confess to the cab driver everything.
They must hear heaps of really good stories.
It was so good.
If you're a cab driver and you've got good stories, get in touch with us.
Yeah, 047JOY949.
Or our Facebook page. But the New Zealand First political party unknowingly posted an image on their website taken from the Fake Taxi series. And they used it to promote their campaign. It showed a young woman inside a cab along with the headline, "When National claims the current student loan system is working out," to which she reacts going, "Are you pulling my leg?" Oh. But they didn't. Their media person just stole it off the web,
no
not realising
way.
That it was from a porn series.
That media person's probably jobless.
It's come back and bit them. So you've got to be careful.
Yeah, you've got to be very careful.
Have you ever confessed things to a taxi driver?
Do you know what? I've said a lot of things to taxi drivers. I'm that person that just, I feel actually more comfortable confessing to someone that doesn't know me because I can go all out.
You can get some really good stories from
Absolutely.
Taxi drivers as well.
Absolutely. Have you? Do you talk to them or do you sit in the back and just be a bit of a nerdle?
No, I try and talk to them if they want to talk back.
Especially when you've had a couple of drinks. I know.
Oh,
everything.
My goodness, you can't shut me up. Anastasia, what do you do when you want to avoid someone? So you see them, they're either walking down the street or wherever you are.
Yes.
You see them, oh my goodness, I just don't.
I do this a lot, okay, and if you ever spot me anywhere, listeners, and you see me on my phone, I'm probably not on my phone. Now, I've learned my lesson before, and I now put the volume down with the phone because it's actually ringing my ear while I'm trying to avoid people.
It happened to me
in a bar. But, if you see me on the phone, that's how I do it, and it works. It works. No one's going to come up to you if you're having a deep, meaningful conversation on the phone to yourself.
But not when it rings. That's when you get caught out. I have done that before.
Have you done
that
before?
I've done that, and I've also pretended I haven't got my contact lenses in, even though I don't wear contact lenses.
Me and one of my best friend, Helen, when we used to go out years ago to clubs and stuff, if we'd get people coming up to us to have a chat to us, especially guys, and we weren't interested, we had this thing where we'd start waving because it was a crowd of people, imagine in a club, and we're pretending we're waving at people like friends and we're like, sorry, you've got to go.
We're waving to no one.
We're waving to thin air. Like there was nobody that would wave, but a great way.
What do you do when you actually wave to someone and because you think they're saying hello to you, but that's not you? You scratch your head.
That's happened a lot of times. I've actually hugged somebody thinking I knew them and then realised when I pulled away a look of horror going, I'm so sorry. Has that ever happened to you?
No. I've never hugged anyone accidentally.
You don't hug full stop.
I do hug. I give you a hug every morning. But a woman in Spain, she's not very social and she pretended to be blind for 28 years. So she wouldn't have to greet
what
people.
What a legend. 26 years of pretending she was blind.
28 years.
Oh, my God, she's a legend. So did she wear sunglasses?
Yeah, I think so. She's got sunglasses. Thanks, Celeste. What do you do when you want to avoid someone?
Isn't it obvious? Haven't you noticed that when if you walk in a shopping centre, most people will just whip out their phone just to avoid eye contact? That's exactly what we do. So anytime someone, is calling us or anything, you don't want to see someone walking along the street, just get the phone out.
Is that why you're always on your phone?
So you know what? Technically, probably no one is on their phone.
I know.
No one is. You know what the best thing is? If you put your headphones in, most of the time I'm listening to music, but you don't know that.
That's actually a really good idea.
Headphones.
You can also eavesdrop if you've got your headphones in with the music down and just listen to...
Public transport conversations, might I add, are just the best thing.
You've just given me the best idea.
Thanks, Celeste.
You know, if our listeners have just tuned in and they don't know anything about us, Warren's biggest love is his dog and his name's Fuzzy and he actually looks exactly like Warren. And we'll put a photo up today if you want to check him out. All you need to do is lick us and like us first. Type in Anastasia and Warren, maybe the other way around, and we'll put a photo up. He looks exactly like Warren. But what I have noticed is that he follows you everywhere, right?
Yeah, everywhere.
But even to the toilet. And you hang out in the toilet quite a bit. I get very irritated when we're planning a show because when you say, hold on, I'm just going to go to the toilet, I know I've got an hour to play.
It's the only escape I have
from
you.
Got an hour, all right? But Fuzzy's there with you. He's not interested in staying with me in the study room. He's with you in the toilet.
All the time.
Now, majority of the time when you are in the toilet, it's number two, not number one.
Have you been monitoring me?
Well, no, it's because you take ages. Why the hell is Fuzzy...
It must be the effect you're having on me. Have you ever thought of that? Because I only go when you're there.
Actually true.
Well,
tell me, why is he there for the number two, though?
Well, he's always there. He follows me everywhere. But mm-hmm. I've done some research in it.
Oh, okay.
The famous Dr. Chris Brown has answered the question about why animals follow us to the toilet. And apparently, the number one reason is...
Because I certainly wouldn't follow you. I'll tell you that right
the
now.
The number one reason is to get pats. Because they realise, he says, your bathroom break is basically the only 5 minutes where you're not distracted by cooking, cleaning, the kids, the TV, whatever.
Well, I would disagree. Dr. Chris Brown, I would disagree with you, actually.
Why would you?
There's a flaw in what you're talking about. Because there's people that are on their phone while they're having a crap.
That's
true. Excuse the French.
That's true.
So there's a lot of people that are distracted while they're on the toilet.
But I don't take my phone there. But the second reason, and he quotes, and I like his sense of humour, he says the number two reason is that the experience appeals to their senses.
Now that's more like it. Let's cut to the chase.
The inner tiger, for the cats in particular, loves experiencing and analysing your scent on a deeper level.
Okay, so Fuzzy feels more connected to you. By smelling
by having a
I mean,
sniff.
It doesn't get more intimate than that. Actually getting more intimate than you do with your lover.
Have you ever had?
Look, I've never. I wasn't privileged to have any animals in the house because my parents are Greek, and it was always about the garden. Okay.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, I did have to house sit last year in Abbotsford when I returned to Melbourne. Two cats, right? And I remember when they asked me, I was like cringing, thinking, "Oh my god, I can't stand cats." Like I'm thinking of cat hair and whole bit. Funnily enough, I did fall in love with the cats by the end of it, but they always used to purr and come into the toilet with me, and I used to crack at it, like, go away. By the end of it, I'd feel bad because they'd be crying, they'd be purring, so I just let them in. And they'd just be, like, you know, licking at my feet while I'm doing my business, and I just started getting used to it.
So they're actually having a sniff of you.
We were actually bonding.
You were bonding. They like your smell, Anastasia. A babysitter in the US is in trouble.
Oh, no. What happened?
With her employer.
Yes.
Because she fell asleep on the job.
That's naughty.
And he the father of the kids came home and she was sound asleep.
Oh, my God.
So what he did is really good revenge. He took the kids. He took the three kids and left her asleep so that when she woke up...
He's a bit of a legend. I'd probably do the same.
The kids were.
I don't want to teach you a lesson.
Then he sent us some messages, and it's like the first one is, "Where the F are my kids?"
How did she respond?
She sent frantic messages back, going, "I don't know where they are."
Oh my God.
And he's going, "Where are they? Have you called the police?" And she was in a complete panic.
Poor girl. Have you ever fell asleep on the job?
Probably. Yeah.
I have. I got caught with my friend. Actually, we were cleaning. This is like 30 years ago. And we actually fell asleep. We had to get up 4:30 in the morning to go clean this advertising company. And we'd go and nanny. Like, I'd sleep. We fell asleep once and we got caught by the head cleaner. It was hysterical.
I remember falling asleep in a lecture at uni, and apparently I snored my head off and everyone was looking at me. It was
shocking.
Full of about 100 people at the time. But, yeah, no, I have fallen asleep.
Yeah.
In fact, I might fall asleep.
I'm surprised I haven't fallen asleep with you.
I went to your house Friday for dinner and you cooked.
Yes, I did cook. I cooked some curry for you.
It was beautiful.
And I actually made my own roti.
I know, and it was delicious.
Were you really impressed?
I was very impressed.
It was a little bit burnt, and I knew you were being really nice, and Mark and Michael were too, but it was a little bit burnt.
We all enjoyed it.
Yeah. But, you know, you sucked up all the flavours with a curry, with that roti bread burnt.
It was beautiful, and it was a vegan curry.
Well, of course it was.
Yeah.
Not to say that I wouldn't cook any meat for you, of course, but, you know, on Friday night it was all about curry and roti bread. Now, this is the thing. You've known me for quite a while now, and I would assume that you'd know, you'd pick up on cues, right? You picked up on nothing, buddy.
I knew what you were doing.
I could not believe. Okay, so I was trying to set you up because I've got, I'm surrounded by all, I feel like Kylie Minogue sometimes.
And they were lovely boys,
by all these gorgeous gay men, right? So I thought, what a great opportunity to get you to get you out there and meet some buddies. But what annoyed me, Michael ended up leaving early, so I don't think he was interested in you. But I think Mark was really interested.
Maybe, Mark was, hang on.
Mark
maybe,
was so interested.
Maybe Michael had a reaction to the curry.
This is
true. He did go in a bit of a hurry.
The roti bread was crap, I have to say. You're like, how embarrassing was it? I was actually really embarrassed.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, anyway. But this is what really annoyed me. It was really late, okay? Now, I did the right thing by setting you up and trying to get you out there, right? But the reality is, mate, you don't stay at someone's place – like after 5 hours, you kind of get the cue. Like I was doing fake yawns for you guys to leave.
Were.
And you just kept looking at me like delightfully and kind of starry-eyed looking at Mark. And I'm thinking, are you for real? My phone's going off because I'm trying to do this dating
app. Is that what you're on? Because I could hear the beeps going all the time.
Yeah, I was getting off on it.
And we were just too busy talking to even worry about it.
Yeah, but then this is the thing, right? You had dessert, you had baklava and all the great stuff, again, vegan. But
did
you know
make that?
What? No, of course not. But you know what really annoyed me? After you had the dessert with Mark, then you go, I'd love a cup of tea. Like you had the coffee, the dessert, and nothing. And I'm trying to work out, and I'll ask you now, were you doing that deliberately to do my head in, or were you just really interested in Mark?
Mark and I were having such a good time with each other that we just thought, oh, look, it doesn't matter. We won't. Anastasia will understand. No, I knew you were doing it.
Yeah, and you didn't care because it was all about you and Mark.
I didn't
now,
care.
The question is, I want to ask you, what did you think of Mark?
Lovely guy.
Yes.
All your friends are lovely that I've met.
No, but
so
when
far.
I ask you, what did you think of Mark, was I on cue? Like, was I right about this? Were you attracted to him?
Very much so.
Yes, I was.
Very nice guy. Oh, well, there you go. So you did get rid of us eventually.
Yes. Yeah.
So you could have just turned the lights out or something. Get out of
I just
house.
Need to be a little bit more assertive, and I didn't want to be rude and say, get the hell out of my house. Hey, now listen, I'm feeling really, really triggered at the moment.
Why?
Because I'm a gay woman and I'm a very proud gay woman. And throughout my whole life, I've had a lot of pain around me being a gay woman. And it's got a lot to do with the way I felt as a Greek girl being gay. And when I'd go to church, I'd always feel triggered. And that's not to say that all churches are bad. And sometimes I'd have great experiences at great churches, but sometimes not. And I always felt judged and I never would come out because I felt really, really uncomfortable. The reason I'm feeling really furious and angry at the moment is that there's been an incident that's happened very recently and it's public. I won't mention who it was, but I want to read it out because this is why it's so important, and this is the reason it's so important about the marriage plebiscite and voting yes, and this is why. You'll know what I mean by this, okay? So this is at a Greek church. Today I went all the way to Clayton Church for a close family friend who passed away. It was her 40 days. As we entered the church, as you do, buy Gidea and kiss the Agonis. What she means by that is you buy candles and you kiss the icon.
Right.
Okay. Then waiting for the liturgia, which is when the ceremony begins, okay? Instead, the priest decided to debate that gay people should not exist.
What?
Yep. They are not wanted and God doesn't allow gay marriage. He went on to the point that everyone was to vote no.
So hang on, you're there because someone passed away.
Someone's
so
passed away.
Of the process.
Okay, it's 40 days on that this person has passed away. You're there to, it's a little year, okay?
And he has.
And he's gone right on, banging on about voting no. Okay, I was gobsmacked. Then one lady stood up and said, I'll vote yes. The priest said, shame on you. She walked out. Then we all did the same, as the girl we were there for was gay and committed suicide because she couldn't come out.
That's.
As we walked out, the priest said that gays should be shot, also handing out pamphlets for everyone to vote no. Also, never to be taught in schools, and it's okay to be gay. It's not okay to be gay or gay can get married. I am so disgusted by this that I will never return to that church again. They are crying for the young to come to church, but push them out just the same. This is absolutely disgusting.
So this guy is the face of his religion.
Yeah, the face of his religion.
Hiding behind religion, and he's taken.
The reason this person has passed away is because they've committed suicide due to one of the major reasons of being gay. So this is why it's important to vote yes. This is astounding.
Absolutely. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, that's not much else to say about it, is
there? Not at all. That man should not be a priest and that man should not be representing the community, and he's definitely not a leader, and that's disgusting behaviour.
Yeah.
Now, if this has upset you, this story, Lifeline is 13114, 13114, or you can go to beyondblue.org.
Yeah, and remember, there's so many resources, especially if you're finding it difficult to come out. There's so much, especially listen to us, gay and lesbian radio station. We've got so much support.
Exactly,
here.
And there is nothing wrong with us. And if you look at
there's something wrong with you, but not with us. You know what I mean?
There's nothing wrong with us.
There's nothing wrong with us. We're beautiful people.
But there is something wrong with someone in a position of, or you know, a community.
Yeah, I want him taken down.
Sort of
I want him out of there. And I'll do anything to get him out of there.
So, if, as we said, Lifeline 13.
I'm actually going to go light a candle after the show and sort this bugger out.
This is a sad story. A little innocent pigeon has been shot and killed. It's really sad.
Oh, that's terrible.
And the reason why, because the bird was seen flying into the grounds of a jail in the Argentinian city of Santa Rosa.
Oh, my God.
Report to the BBC. And officers apparently grew suspicious after seeing the bird flying back and forth into the prison.
Right.
So it was flying back. And then they decided...
smuggling someone, wasn't it?
They then decided to investigate it by shooting it down. Why couldn't they capture it, the poor little pigeon?
Yeah.
And it was then discovered that the pigeon was carrying a tiny rucksack filled with sedative pills, cannabis and a USB drive.
Those poor animals. It's not bad enough that we eat them. We've got to make them do our smuggles for us as well.
No, he was just doing his little job and killed them. So anyway...
thanks for that.
An Australian thief has returned a stone that he stole from a historic abbey.
Oh, my God.
In the UK because he believes it was giving him bad luck. So the traveller posted the small stone back to the Abbey Heritage Trust in Wales, believing the ghost of a headless prince was angry with him.
Headless prince?
A headless prince. His message read, "I'm so sorry for taking, borrowing, stealing this piece of the old abbey. I've been an avid follower of the Welsh kings and their history, and so I took this rock." So he stole it, and he said, "Ever since I have had the most awful luck, as if Lewin himself was angry with me. So I'm sending it back. I will not leave my name and address, just a heartfelt sorry from the Australian fam." Apparently the headless body of Lewin was the last native prince of Wales was buried in the abbey in 1282. So he snuck over there, stole a piece of his history.
That's
and
insane.
Brought it back here.
Do you believe in any of that superstitious stuff, like walking under a ladder gives you 7 years bad luck or any of that stuff? Have you ever had a good luck charm and you carry it around thinking that it's helping you out?
I haven't, but I did smudge my house once because...
You smudged it?
Yeah,
because... Talk us through it.
Because...
you get some sage, did you?
I got... Because... Yeah. Because my ex at the time was sleeping and there were these... He said he saw some ghosts or something. So,
so were you saging him while he was sleeping?
I was saging him. I was the ghost. Anastasia, we don't condone drug use here at Joy, but regular marijuana smokers could face fertility problems because the drug makes sperm swim in circles.
Oh, my God. Yep. So it doesn't get to where it needs to go, the jackpot.
Canadian scientists have found that heavy weed smoking mellows sperm.
Oh, yeah.
And can cut counts by a third.
Who wants lazy sperm? Get off the dope, mate.
Get off it. So they can find the jackpot.
God, you find out everything here on the Anastasia and Warren Show. We give you the facts.
I've got a new way for you to make some money.
Have you?
Yep.
I love a bit of cash under the bed, darling.
Well,
so does Frank Ocozzo.
A woman has made more than $80,000.
How much?
$80,000.
Doing what?
From selling her, I don't know the time frame, so it's probably over some time, over a few years, from selling her used underwear.
Oh, my God.
Hair and toenail clippings online. And yes, this is correct.
Now, and you know what? I'm getting flashbacks, right? Not that I've sold my underwear. No one would buy them. But you know what? This is a fetish. Some people love the stink of someone's underwear.
She says the requests for items include knickers, socks, bras, but I've sold sanitary towels, hair, foot shavings, bikinis and even toenails.
This woman's got to be
hot.
You
name it, I've sold it. But the biggest seller is the undies, and she fetches up to $120 per pair.
So she must... Now, she must... have a description, like when she's selling it, like I've worn these undies for like, you know, 3 weeks and 2 hours.
It's a great business because what do you buy? You can
I wonder if she charges more the more days that she wears the undies.
How much is a pair of undies?
A pair of undies? Well, it depends. If you get the good sort.
Mine might be $10.
I'd never buy your undies. I don't care if I thought you were really good looking either. Beyonce's maybe.
Well, and so she sells them for $100. So buy a $20 pair of undies and wear them and sell them for $120.
Look,
there you go.
Why not? I'm sure there's lots of listeners that would like to smell my undies. Let us know. 0427-JOY949. I need some cash on the side. We podcast all our shows. All you need to do is lick us and like us first. Anastasia and Warren, that's how you'll find us on Facebook. Like us, please, because it's all about our ego. But it's a great way to communicate with us via Facebook. We've also just put a photo of Warren and his dog.
Aww.
They have a really beautiful photo. They bond really well. Apparently, new research shows that the more you crap in the toilet with your pet standing there, you bond. So you'll see their bond.
Because they like to sniff you out.
And if you want to see the photo of their bond, get on there. Can't wait till Thursday.
We're back
breakfast.
Thursday morning, 6:30.
Thanks so much, Warren. I adore
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Anastasia. Adore you too. We'll see
Bye,
you then.
Darling.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.